وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. حضرت مولانا سليم كريم صاحب, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate you in rank. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa anni faddaltukum ala al-alamin. واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا هم ينصرون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the noble Quran regarding the Bani Israel, O children of Israel, call to mind my favor that I bestowed upon you and that I preferred you above the universe. Fear the day when one soul will not avail another in the least. No ransom will be taken, no intercession will be of any assistance, and they will not be helped. The Bani Israel are again reminded of Allah's favors to them. In the same words used in verse 47 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah again reminds the Bani Israel about His favors to them, saying, O children of Israel, call to mind my favor that I bestowed upon you and that I preferred you above the universe. After verse 47, Allah proceeded to mention the many favors in detail. Allah made mention of the various evils and false hopes of the Jews. They were reminded of the time when they worshipped the calf, of their involvement in magic, of their mockery of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying Ra'ina, and many other crimes. After mentioning all these ill deeds, Allah repeats the opening two verses with a slight change in the second. These verses remind them of Allah's favors, for which they need to express gratitude by carrying out good deeds. Thereafter, they are reminded about the hereafter, so that they desist from their evil ways and accept Islam. However, despite all of this, many of the Jews never accepted Islam. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ أَحَدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. When his Lord tried Ibrahim alayhi salam with certain words which he fulfilled, Allah said, I am to make you a leader for the people. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, and from my progeny, Allah replied, my covenant will not reach the oppressors. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam passes the various tests and is made a leader. Allah Ta'ala says that he tried Ibrahim alayhi salam with certain words, certain acts which he fulfilled. What is meant by certain words? Some commentators say that these words refer to the laws of his Sharia, which Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam fulfilled to the finest detail. Allah says in Surah Najm, verse 37, and Ibrahim, who fulfilled the commands with regard to what these laws and commands were, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has tendered the following interpretations. The injunctions and rites of Hajj, laws of purity and cleanliness, five of these pertaining to the head, while another five concern the rest of the body. Those relevant to the head are trimming the moustache, gargling the mouth, rinsing the nostrils, as is done during ablution and bath. This is referred to as istinshaq in the hadith. Brushing the teeth with a miswak, combing a path through one's hair. And the five relevant to the rest of the body are paring the nails, shaving the pubic hair, circumcision, removing underarm hair, washing with water after answering the call of nature. Bukhari reports that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, Sayyidina Ibrahim ﷺ circumcised himself at the age of 80 at a place called Qadum. Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala reports that Allah's friend Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was the first person to entertain guests, the first to circumcise himself, the first person to trim his moustache, and the first to have white hair appear on his face. When he noticed it, he asked, "Oh my Lord, what is this?" Allah replied, "This is reverence. There is a means of securing reverence from others." Upon hearing this, he said, "O Allah, increase my reverence." Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has also mentioned that six of the commands issued to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam concern the physical body, while the other four pertaining to Hajj. Those concerning the body were removing pubic and underarm hair, circumcision, paring the nails, trimming the moustache, brushing the teeth with a miswak, taking a ghusl, a bath on Fridays. And the injunctions pertaining to Hajj were making tawaf around the Kaaba Sharif, walking between Safa and Marwa, stoning the Jamarat, performing the tawaf ziyara. A fourth interpretation of the commands by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that there were 30 in total. 10 are mentioned in verse 112 of Surah Tawbah, where Allah says, "Those who repent, those who worship, those who praise Allah, those who fast, those who bowing in ruku, those who prostrate as in sajda, those who enjoin good, those who forbid from evil, and those who maintain the limits set by Allah, convey the glad tidings to the believers." The other 10 are mentioned in Surah Ma'arij and at the beginning of Surah Mu'minun. The other 10 are mentioned in verse 35 of Surah Ahzab. After omitting the repetitions in this verse of Surah Tawbah, the commands in the verse are as follows: making Tawbah, repenting for one's sins, worshipping Allah, praising Allah, fasting, making ruku, that is bowing, and the bowing posture in salah, making sajda, that is prostration, enjoining what is good, forbidding from evil, taking care not to transgress the limits set by Allah. There are 9 commands in this verse. Although Allama ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has reported Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas as saying that there are 10, in my humble opinion, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has also included the preceding verse in his count often. The verse reads, "Indeed, Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and wealth, so that they may have heaven and Jannah. They fight in Allah's path, slaying and being slain." This verse includes the command of striving in Allah's ways, which complete the count of 10. Surah Mu'minun contains the following commands: humility in salah, abstaining from futility, paying zakah, safeguarding the private organs, safeguarding trusts, fulfilling pledges, steadfastness in salah. Surah Ma'arij contains the above 7 commands together with another 3 to complete 10, and the additional 3 are stipulating a portion of one's wealth for the needy and beggars, fearing Allah's punishment, giving accurate testimony. The commands contained in Surah Ahzab are fulfilling the acts of Islam, believing with the heart, being obedient, being true in word and deed, being perseverant in carrying out Allah's commands when faced with difficulties, being humble, spending in charity, fasting, safeguarding one's private parts, engaging in excessive zikr and remembrance of Allah. Many of the commands mentioned here also appear in the verse of Surah Mu'minun, adopting humility, as mentioned in the verse of Surah Ahzab, denotes humility in all facets of life and not only in salah. Therefore, one should be humble in one's deeds and in dealings with others. The limbs should be humble in the sense that they should never perpetrate any deed in opposition to Allah's laws. The word sa'i'un may be translated as those who fast, as well as those who fight in Allah's way. According to Sayyidina Ikrama rahmatullah alayh, it refers to those children who travel to seek Allah's knowledge. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an has also mentioned that the commands received by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhislam could be separating from his people for Allah's sake, debating with the tyrant Namrud about Tawheed, thereby risking his life, migrating from his homeland to Sham, Syria, entertaining guests on Allah's behalf and spending his wealth for the same purpose, slaughtering his son. He not only accepted the command, but even went to the extent of attempting to cut his son's throat. However, Allah replaced the boy with a ram. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam passed all these tests, Allah told him, submit. And he replied, I submit to the Lord of the universe. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam passed all these tests, Allah Ta'ala told him, submit. And he replied, I submit to the Lord of the universe. Allama Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned the above discourse in his tafsir, was which we have added some additional information. Therefore, thereafter, he goes on to quote the interpretations of Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi about the commands issued to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He also adds another interpretation of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, in which he mentions that the commands refer to all the verses mentioned before and after the verse. This is the opinion of Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi. Allama ibn Kathir also quotes Allama ibn Jarir rahmatullah alayhi, saying that all the interpretations rendered by the various commentators apply to the verse. It will only be possible to restrict the meaning of words when an authentic hadith mentions a specific explanation. However, since no authentic hadith to this effect can be traced, one cannot restrict the meaning of the verse. Allama ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh says that the opinion of Allama ibn Jarir rahmatullah alayh seems to be most appropriate and correct. The leadership of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah said, I am to make you a leader for the people. Commentators mentioned that the leadership conferred on him was a prize for fulfilling the various commands. Allah tested him with his tasks to prepare him for the position of leadership. Allah granted him leadership by conferring the mantle of Risalat and prophethood on him, by revealing certain booklets to him and making leaders from amongst his progeny. Consequently, all the prophets and Anbiya alayhi salam after him were from his progeny, and they were all commanded to follow his creed. This command was given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah as well, as mentioned clearly in the Noble Quran. Although the laws of Sayyidina Ibrahim al-Islam Sharia were not found in the religions of the prophets after him, many of them were. This discussion is based on the interpretation of Sayyidina Ibrahim al-Islam's leadership being permanent. However, it is also possible to assume that the leadership mentioned was a temporary one restricted to the people of his time. If this leadership refers to prophethood, some of the commands mentioned above will not apply because they occurred only after Sayyidina Ibrahim al-Islam became a prophet, like example slaughtering his son. This only happened after he became a prophet and will therefore not fall under the interpretation of the words that Allah tested Ibrahim al-Islam with. This is so because the leadership was a reward that came after fulfillment of the words. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, and from my progeny will they also receive leadership? Allah replied, "My covenant will not reach the oppressors. If leadership refers to Risalat and prophethood, then the oppressors will refer to the infidels and the kuffar, as Allah says in the verse, 'The kuffar are oppressors indeed.'" So this verse denotes that the kuffar, the infidels, did exist in the progeny of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that Risalat prophethood is not hereditary. Allah grants prophethood to whomsoever He wills. So yes, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam's two children, Hazrat Ishaq ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wasalam, and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, from them came the progeny, you know what I mean, of the Bani Israel and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us follow Deen Hanif, the pure Deen that was propagated by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and follow the Mubarak path of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.